Good day, everybody. Tim Karskatten here, Christian Sinister Report, doing our daily podcast. Pray you're having a great day. We have another prophetic dream. God is judging our mouths right now, so let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you. We serve an awesome God, and He's reigning, and He will become and is victorious. Bless you today. It's Monday. It is January 17, 2022. Glad you have joined us here on our daily podcast. Wherever you're listening from, on whatever app you're on or computer, however you have found us, we're so thankful for that. Please share this with your friends and those that you think would enjoy what we're releasing in this hour. God has really helped us expand the message and get it on as many platforms as possible. So I think it's about as easy as to find now if you do any social media or your computer, you could find us. And you guys did. So please share it with your friends. And we want to grow this audience because we really feel God has given us prophetic words for now and for this hour. And we just want to equip the body. And that's our heart's cry on these podcasts. A great platform. It's just so good that God has created this opportunity for all of us. Well, I pray you had a good weekend, and if you listened last week, we downloaded a bunch of prophetic and guidance and how to navigate through this season, and here we go again. I don't know what's going on. I shared with my congregation Sunday that something has shifted in me personally in the last month or so, maybe a month and a half, and just another realm of the prophetic, and I don't think it's just for me. I think God wants to speak to His servants. He wants us to know His plans, and He wants us to know what He's doing, but also what the enemy's up to. We are in a major season of judgment. We are also in a major season of evaluation. God is measuring us, but He's also given us grace to get things in order in our life, so that we can be used for the coming battle. I don't know how to explain this. Rick Joyner said it best, I think, recently. He said, we've been dropped behind enemy lines, and some of us are just scrambling. a lot of times that happens in war. If you get dropped behind enemy lines, you know, the when they drop the parachuters in, and all of a sudden they realize, oh, I'm on the wrong side of the line, they have to scramble. They have to make changes. And they have to evaluate and do whatever it takes to protect and to get to a safe place so that they can be victorious. And right now, we're behind the enemy's lines. We are moving forward regardless of where we are. And the best part about our army is that greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. And our weapons are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. So even if we are dropped in these spots, we are more equipped. The least of these will be like David, it says in Zechariah. We sang that yesterday in our congregational setting, if you didn't get to see us. Now, I didn't get to spend a whole lot of time in my meeting yesterday about the dream that I had, and so I thought I'd spend a podcast on it today and just reemphasize some things that God, I think, was speaking through this dream that I had this past weekend. And, you know, I realize I'm probably getting out there a little early. Not too early, because I think I've had enough time to meditate on it, marinate it, and I've had enough people look at it that I feel like I have some guidance. But I know there's going to be more to come. And if you get something, send it to me. Somebody sent me a message today and gave me some more insight on that. So I appreciate that. But let me give you the dream. For those in the nations, I'll try to avoid the context as far as us in America, we know, and I'll just give you the interpretation of what certain things in the dream mean symbolically. They mean stuff to us in America, but those in the nations wouldn't understand that. But I am observing the body of Christ in this dream, and the picture is a bayfront, a waterfront, a calm place where normally there is no turbulence, and it's on the what we call the Gulf of Mexico, or you'd call it the ocean or sea, wherever you live. And this is an area that's protected. It's not an area for turbulence or waves, because it's a channel. It's a place for boats to come in and so forth. So it's protected from that. You have to go out further before you get in that. So I set the context there. So I'm observing this, and some of the people in the body of Christ are with me, and we're traveling down this road, and we're looking out over this bay. And as we look at it, we see these huge waves that are coming in. And they were beautiful emerald green, and just gorgeous. And so their waves are extremely high, about 10 to 20 feet high. I don't do my meter translation there, but it's high, 3-4 times taller than any of us. And so the interesting part is, in the natural, this place where I am, they do not have waves in this area. This is not an area you would have waves, but in the dream, I did. And there were surfers that were all out in the water, and they were riding these waves, just partying. I mean, just, just enjoying this atmosphere of what going excitement fills the air. And I personally, I grew up a little bit, surfed a little when I was younger, and I want to get out there. I want to try that and get in the excitement. But the Lord clearly told me in the dream that I wasn't to be out there, that I needed to observe what was happening here. As people were playing in the water, there were things going on that we were all unaware of. And as we went further down this road, we came to the shore on this bayfront, and there was these two huge boulders. I don't know how big they were. They're massive. And there was a gap between the two of them, and there was water shooting through this gap. And it caused the water to came. It started shooting through, and it came up over the bank into the city and where we were. And now we were up to our chest just about in the water as it rushed in on us. And there were surfers that got washed in through this wave, or these waves as well. And so they were there. And then I look in the water, and I see this big swine or pig. And he had these huge sharp teeth. I mean, massive teeth, sharp. His mouth was wide open. And I knew that I didn't need to get near it. And then all of a sudden I see a baby hippopotamus, and its mouth is wide open, and it has these big teeth as well. And all the surfers and everyone told us, don't go near either one of them, for they are very dangerous. And I knew these surfers, they knew how to surf, but they also knew the dangers of the waves, but now they also knew the danger of these animals. And I think it's unique that these are the surfers that recognize that, because they got washed ashore, and now they recognize the danger that was out in the waves that they may not have recognized earlier. Now, I ran this by a good friend of mine, Ira Milligan, who has a great book, Understanding the Dreams You Dream. It's probably one of the best, if not the best, dream interpretation books out there. Morningstar Ministries has been using that forever. He's a Louisiana brother, and we just so love him. Anyway, so I sent the dream to him, and I shared this yesterday again in my meeting, so some of you may have to hear this twice, but I think it's important. He said to me, he said, the hippopotamus is a dangerous and bad-tempered animal that is at home in the water, so he represents the spirit of that nature. He's underwater. It's hidden. You know, it's hidden things. And I had a friend from my friends from Rainus from South Africa sent me a note, because I knew the Africans would know more about the hippopotamus more than mine. That's why I sent Apostle Natasha Gerbich a question about it as well. But he had a good point as well, as he was listening to that. But that, the fact that the hippopotamuses tend to go underwater, it can be those things that are hidden in our life that nobody knows about, the lust of our heart, the lust of our eyes, the pride of life, things like that, and that God is wanting to deal with that. These are deep things, and they're being washed ashore. In other words, God is using these waves right now in places that they've never been before. Because like I said, in my dream, this place does not have waves. The only time this place would have ever had waves or does ever have waves, it would be in a storm, like a hurricane or, you know, something like that. That's the only time this place would ever have waves. So I believe we're in a hurricane moment, but it's still, some people are still oblivious to it. And I think that's what the dream was showing, because there was sunshine. It was a normal day. It was a beautiful day in the sense that everybody thought everything was fine. But anyway, Ira said, he went on to tell me that the hog or the pig's nature is similar. It is a selfish, gluttonous one who returns to the mire after being cleaned. You know, that's what a pig does. You get it all cleaned up, and he goes right back in the mud. He backslides. And so the coming wave of the Spirit, he said, will reveal both of these unholy traits in the people who have them. And the surfers are those who really know these things but are carelessly playing church instead of being watchful and consecrated. And he said this to me. He said, they're going to have a rude awakening coming very soon. God's about to deal with this. So here we go. God is really doing this season. And I mean, even the surfers, I mean, I thought these guys were cool that they got washed ashore. They washed out, as we say. When you surf, if you get ever thrown on the shore, it's because the wave was way too big and it threw you on the shore. And now they recognize, wait a minute, there's some real dangerous things. And I think they gave some warnings. So I feel like this is a word, a prophetic word. Those have been washed up in the past season are going to give warnings to the church of the dangers of that choice, of their bad choices of the past. Now, in the dream also, both of them, their mouths were wide open. And this is the season of the mouth. So I believe that we have got to guard our mouths in this season, that we have to understand what God is doing in this season, and our mouths have to magnify the Lord. You know, created me a clean heart and purify my soul right now. And so, you know, the selfishness and the self-seeking and the hidden things of our life, they're about to be washed up. Also, Apostle Natasha, we were talking, and one of the things we talked about as well, this can also be the declarations of false prophecies, feeding the flesh, like the hippo would represent that, the hidden things, and just saying, hey, you're okay where you are and what you're doing. And then also the unclean things coming forth from the false prophecy. So we need to deal with that issue. And this is the decade of the pay, or the decade of the mouth in the body of Christ. And so one thing she said to me also, the surfers were engaging with the waves, and I was told to observe. So that's a caution right here. You know, we can't do church as normal. We can't just be doing this stuff and not pay attention to what's around us and who is around us whatsoever. So that's kind of the dream. I hope that helps you guys. Okay, so that's the basicness of what I'm trying to say. But what do? We observe, we watch, and we pray. We get our hearts right, we get low. In this season, we stay broken before the Lord, and we say, Lord, I don't want to be washed up. But if you have been washed up on the shore, in a sense, don't worry about it. Now you know the dangers of the past mistakes that you made and what you were hanging around with. And let the words of your mouth and the meditations of your heart become pleasing to God. And say, look, I'm not going to be around that. I'm not going to backslide. I'm not going back and be selfish and gluttonous and feed my flesh anymore. I'm going to burn for the Lord in this season. And I've warned everybody, and I'm saying again, we have until May. God has given us some grace. We're getting a second chance here to deal with our issues. Go after your words. Go after the calling on your life like never before. Lay aside every weight that so easily entangles you and run the race that's set before you. Guys, we need all of you. And we need everybody pressing in this season And I believe this is what God is doing. He's raising up a great end time army. And we're about to see a great battle, but the Lord is going to raise up a people who are pure and are going to be used by God. Well, I know it's an unusual podcast. I hope that encouraged you. Be blessed. Father, I pray for everybody listening to this podcast today. Lord, if there's any unclean ways in us, any hidden things, Lord, we don't want to be washed out. Lord, we want to be in a place that our mouths are pleasing to you. Forgive us, O God, and lead us into the way of righteousness. We thank you for that right now. In the name of Yeshua. Amen and amen. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. See what God's saying. Well, welcome back. We hope you are having a great day. We hope this podcast is an encouragement to you. We remind you again on our app, Christian Center Shreveport, once you download it. We have so many applications on that app. One new thing we have on there is The Chosen, the series about the disciples and Christ. A great series. Encourage you to watch that. Please make sure you seek the Lord in every area of your life, and then let us be an asset to help you get to where you're called to be. You can give there, you can put your prayer requests, and you can pray with us as we seek the will of the Lord in this season. All right, see you tomorrow.